Welcome back on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Thank you so much to women's basketball head coach Greg Franklin and men's basketball guard Brody Robbins for joining the show. We now welcome on forward Isaiah Dixon. Isaiah, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So let me ask you about Brody's nickname for you. He says your nickname for you is Creed because you always show up in jumpsuits.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I got a black one, a dark gray, and a light gray. So,
what's your like go-to brand to wear?
I would say probably this American Tall. They do like a bunch of tall clothing for people like 6'2 to like 7'3.
Yeah.
7'4 almost. So that's where I just get all my sweats, all my jeans, everything.
I was going to say, you need that stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been a lifesaver.
Let me ask you about this. So you're finishing up your freshman year at Garden City pretty soon. How's it been for you?
I think it's been pretty well so far. Just trying to improve my game overall, trying to make sure I can come back better for next year. Just signed my letter of intent, so I'm feeling really good about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kind of went into the decision that made you want to come back?
And I think what's it called, seeing the potential that I have and just what I can be, it's worth trying.
Mm-hmm. What's the adjustment been like for you from Texas to Kansas?
I would say definitely trying to get used to the cold. That's one thing. Because back in Texas, it's just like it's hot almost every year round. So just coming here and then having like 10 inches of snow and then negative degrees, it just threw me off.
Yeah, you and me both. I guess you needed a lot more of those American clothes on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I read up on a story on you while you were playing in high school. Firstly, let me ask about that. What was it like for you playing in Hebron High School?
I would say it's definitely different from here, just due to one of those things where it's like I was one of the tallest guys at 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
But one of those things where I worked for like 4 years, finally got to start on varsity. So it was really just a good experience, honestly.
When did you get into the starting lineup, your senior year?
I got there my junior year because my sophomore year I was playing on the junior varsity team, but then I practiced with all the varsity guys every day.
Okay, got it. Did you only play basketball in high school, or did you go multiple sports?
No, I was just straight basketball.
Got it.
Like once I hit my freshman year of high school, I just stick straight to basketball because it was one of the best things I could do.
Yeah, for sure. Let me ask you about this story. I read up on it. It said you had told your school paper that you wanted to be tougher going into your senior year, and then you led you guys to the regional tournament for the first time, and I believe it was like 8 years. Yep. What went into that offseason for you?
For me, I think honestly what went into it was just like being able to play through contact, being able to just like doing a lot more sprints. Everything was just like double what I used to do, because I just felt like one of those things was like that year, that junior year, I felt like I could have been stronger. I could have done way more for my team. And I was just like, I need to be tougher in order to be and step up in order for to have the success that we wanted to have that year.
Do you set big standards for yourself?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes I set too unrealistic standards for myself, and I just like get, I'm like way too hard on myself. A lot of people told me that before in the past.
No, don't worry. I used to be the same way. I still am sometimes, so we'll both work on it. Talking to Isaiah Dixon, if you're just joining us here. So let me talk about your senior year. You mentioned that you really wanted to play tougher, and you felt like it kind of paid off. Was there a moment where it clicked? Like, yeah, this offseason work is working right now.
I would say the moment that it really clicked was like right at the end of our season. We had finished. We were tied for third and fourth for the to go to playoffs. We had just lost our play-in game, but then as soon as we hit the playoffs and we went three rounds deep in the regional for like the first time, that's when mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it worked.
Dang. Was there a point where it clicked? Like, yeah, I'm going to be able to play college basketball.
For me, I felt like, for me, honestly, I really don't know, because once I was in the fourth round of the playoffs, I felt like that was like the first time in my life I ever thought I could be a college player.
Okay.
But then it was just one of those things where it was like, I used to know a bunch of guys back then in Texas where they went to D1 schools. Like one dude I know, he's in Power 5 at OSU right now.
Okay.
And I remember he dropped 20 on me, and I was just like thinking about like all these different guys that have gotten this D1 place, and I'm like, am I ready for that?
There's a podcast that I listen to that's by Steven Jackson, I believe. And one of the questions they always ask is like, what was your first like welcome to the NBA moment? I'm going to paraphrase because I use different words. Okay. But what was your first kind of like welcome to basketball moment?
Just for like the college level or just in general?
Anything, honestly. Just one moment that sticks out. It was like, dang.
For me, I would say probably this year in college was the our first scrimmage game. I think it was against Northwestern Oklahoma.
Okay.
It was just one of those things where it was like I struggled a lot that game just to guard the ball. And it was one of those things where it was like I used to do this all the time in high school, but it was just all these guys are athletic. They're all strong. It's not one of those things where it's like you're just going to find someone who's 6 foot, but they're like skinny. So it was just like one of those things where it was like I was just getting beat left and right, and I was just like, I don't know how to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
It was just one of those like, welcome to college. Everybody's that good.
You were kind of alluding to that before, how in high school you were one of the bigger guys, and now you're playing against guys bigger than you. What kind of goes into your preparation to be able to stop some of these guys?
I would say just one of those things where it's like I just have to try and be – I just try and outwork a lot of the guys, but then I also remember have to remember I'm – since I am smaller than those guys, I have more quickness on them, and I just have to do a lot of early work and just being smarter than those guys just to be able to challenge them.
Mm-hmm. You work a lot with Coach Mike?
Yes, sir.
What has he taught you this year?
I would say, honestly, he's taught me more that I just have to use my quickness and my lateral quickness and my God-given ability just to jump high to be mm-hmm. able to, like, be able to compete with half these guys, because – just one of those things was like I go against like our starting man Charles. Him at 6'9", 250, you're not going to be able to bank with him. You're not going to be able to just go into the post and handle half of these guys. You mm-hmm. have to be way smarter. So you just have to like learn different things that'll be able to help you naturally as you go into like the further college process.
You're one of a lot of guys on this group from Texas. Can you describe me what basketball culture is like there?
Oh, Texas basketball culture?
Mm-hmm.
Is way different down there, I would say, especially from like the high school level, just because there are so many good teams, especially where I was at. I was at the 6A level, so that was like one of the most like competitive basketball you can get in Texas, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those things where, like, even at my high school, you could face like guys that were going that could be going like even like what I mentioned before, like guys that were going D1,
yeah,
and like the most like random public schools. Like, one guy, I remember we went against one of our schools back at Frisco. They're about like 30 minutes away. They had a guy. He's at Texas Tech right now.
Okay.
So it was just one of those things where it's like the basketball culture there, it's way different than like anything you see apparently even down here.
Is there someone that stands out that like, dang, I played against this guy?
I would say probably the guy that I told you about. His name's Justin McBride. He went to he's at OSU right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy, the one that's at Texas Tech, his name's Drew Steffi. They were just like really good guys, and it was just like one of those things where like I played them in high school, and I was like, they're pretty good. I don't see the hype about it, but then I was like, well, dang, they're really here now.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this, because you had mentioned a little before that you kind of saw it late in your high school career that you were going to be able to play at the college level. What did you grow up wanting to do?
I would say, honestly, I really never knew, because it was just one of those things where it was like I just played basketball because I really found it fun, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to keep getting better at it just because I really like the sport. And honestly, I'm still now figuring out what I want to do, because I'm thinking like trying to go into like athletic training, physical therapy now.
Okay.
But just in like high school, I was just playing to try and be the best for my team and just leave my impact on the school just as a person.
For sure. What are some of your favorite things to do off the court?
I would say definitely video games, listening to music. Actually, what's it called? Fun fact. I actually make music myself sometimes.
Really?
When I'm ever bored.
Okay. What kind of music you make, like genre-wise?
I would say probably just rap beats, maybe like some like chill, like lo-fi beats. Just
okay.
Whenever I feel like it.
Got
sometimes
it.
I usually use it as a remedy. Like every time we have like a loss, I'm just like 4 hours straight back on the bus or something. I'll just pull out my computer and just do some of that for like 2 hours straight.
Okay. I want to ask if you want to have a little rebuttal here, because a couple weeks ago on the show, I had Cooper and Jace on. And one of the questions I asked at the end was one guy who would get up to do karaoke for a night on the town. They said Braxton, but then I asked, is there one guy that you guys wouldn't want to see do karaoke? And unfortunately, they both said you. Do you want to argue this?
No, I get what they're saying. Most of the time, I'm usually just reserved to myself. I don't really feel like it, but if there was a song that I had to do for karaoke, I could get up there.
Yeah, all right, there we go. What are some of your favorite artists to listen to?
I would say it probably varies to everybody just because I like a good beat and I just like good music. But I would say probably like the most I've listened to is Drake.
Okay.
Just like a lot of different like rap artists for the most part.
Can't go wrong there. And then his Twitter experiences recently. let me ask you this. You mentioned video games as well. What kind of games you play?
Usually I stick to like fighting games now.
Okay.
I stick to like I played Injustice 2 before. I played Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat games. I used to be able to play Madden and 2K, but then I stopped buying them due to the fact that it was $60 every year to get the game, and I was like, I don't have this kind of money.
That's fair, man. That's fair. Let me ask you about this experience with this team. You guys have been really good here in 2024. What's the vibe been like in the locker room recently?
I would say the vibe, it's been pretty good, honestly. We've been figuring out how to play together, and like we're finally starting to mesh together, and I feel like you can see it in how we play, especially like from like first semester games, like the first half of the conference compared to now. You can like see how much the team has changed. So I think honestly, like the vibe is like really good right now.
Big 3-game trip for you guys coming up. How you feeling going into it?
I'm feeling pretty good about it because honestly, from the cloud stretch to now, I've been waiting for this whole season. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah? All right. Can't wait to see you keep playing well. Garden City starts a 3-game road trip on Saturday as they take on Butler. That is freshman forward Zay Dixon. Zay, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
No problem, man.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Big shout-outs to Greg Franklin and Brody Robbins for joining tonight, and as always, to Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room for their great hospitality. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night for Garden City High School basketball as they take on Great Bend away. But for Conwell, who's back in the offices of the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, my name's Cal Friedman. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. We'll talk to you on the morning wrap-up tomorrow at 9.
You've been listening to the Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, live from Old Chicago in Garden City, a sports presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.